So you've been known to get really like attached to your character. So like for the exhibition, you're like you were building models and things like that.
Yeah.
So how did you get into this character? How did you become Charlie?
Well, the thing is that you know, it's two roles in the same night. I don't know if they're aware or not, but it's like there's two acts. So the first act is going to be something called the Exhibition, which is a play about the life of the Elephant Man. So I'm the Elephant Man in the first act, and then there's an intermission, and then in the second act, it's Charlie. So I'm doing both characters in the same night, and Joe's directing both. So really, from like April till about last week, it was mostly just concentrating exclusively on the Elephant Man, and now we've sort of shifted gears, and we're focusing more on Algernon. So I'm really kind of just beginning the whole process, but, I mean, the other day, for instance, I did a character study. I don't know if you saw it on my Facebook with Easter Seals.
No.
Yeah, my sister works for Easter Seals, and, you know, she deals with a lot of people with intellectual disabilities. So I went and, like, you know, spent the day with them. So there's something that, you know, I did just to try to get, like, a character study, you know, meet the people. I played basketball with the guys. Like, it was a lot of fun. So that's one thing that I did. You know, reading books. I'm reading books on the history of intellectual disability, just trying to soak it all in, find out how, you know, what they were treated like back then. I mean, it takes place in the 60s, but I'm trying to get a hold on from the beginning of time up until modern day, you know, how through evolution people were treated with intellectual disabilities. That's something that I'm doing. I've done so much stuff for the exhibition, as I said, that right now it's really kind of like in the early stages of doing stuff for Charlie, but I'll do it right up till opening night, you know. Mm-hmm. I have a bunch of other things planned that I'm going to be doing. Mm-hmm. But, you know, right now the two things that I've done is I'm reading this, like, big 300-page book on the history of intellectual disability, spent time at Easter Seals. Also, I'm I went to school for psychology, so I'm big into that, and I try to approach my characters looking at it from like a psychological standpoint. And I think, you know, Charlie, when he starts to become more intelligent, is in a very, you know, hyper level, is dealing with something called complex post-traumatic stress disorder. So I'm researching that, you know, and, you know, the symptoms of complex post-traumatic. It's a little different from post-traumatic stress disorder, but so I'm getting into that. And then, you know, he becomes a genius as well. So there's just so many levels. It's not one character. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's like he's the intellectual disabled Charlie. He's the genius Charlie. He's the Charlie that is now reflecting back on his life and dealing with the feelings from his past and his family and the realization how he was treated from the people at the bakery that he thought were his friends. And it's like a whirlwind of emotions going on inside of him. And again, it's happening, and it's such a condensed period of time. It's, you know, I think he gets the operation in March, and then by September or something like that, he's back to, you know, where he was. So within that 6-month period, he's experiencing all these things that he'd never really had a handle on before. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot going on with the guy.